Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show. You're here with Ray Smith, Sandra, and Dayon Johnson. And today we're going to talk a little bit about home warranties. We have on our show today Deneve Doering of Old Republic. She is the executive account executive there at the company. And before we get started, I thought I'd bring up something that that's going on in Tucson. You may not know about. It's called the Arizona Bowl. It happens on December 30th. Of this year. It's a great event where two teams from the Mountain West and from the MAC come and play their bowl game here. And it's a Tucson-only event because it's only going to be here in Tucson. That's why it's called Arizona Bowl. And I thought, Sandra, you wanted to say something about
it? Oh, I just wanted to say that the kickoff luncheon for the bowl was this week, and it was an awesome event.
Had Teddy Bruschi there.
Had Teddy Bruschi, yeah. That was fun to hear him talk and tell a few stories from his collegiate career as well as his NFL career. So that was a lot of fun. A lot of people represented Tucson. And just what a great way to start the Arizona Bowl season.
And if people want to get tickets to the Arizona Bowl?
Yeah, let's put a link up on the I Am Real Estate Facebook page. So if you want to get your tickets, we will have a link there that you can order through. And some things that are not maybe necessarily as obvious is that there's a great VIP experience.
Yeah.
You could actually have an on-field experience. There's a huge tailgate. There's a party the next day. There's so much going on. Matter of fact, we should probably just link to like the Arizona Bowl page because there is so much going on with the bowl. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to enjoy football this year and to be able to see, well, it's going to be a great time. And we don't find out who the teams are till December, but we always know it's going to be a really good time. So come on out to the Arizona Bowl.
And all the net proceeds go to the local charities here in Tucson, guys.
Yep. And they'll be represented on the field at halftime. So just a lot of great things going on.
Hi, Deneve. How are you doing today?
Hi, everyone.
We had Deneve Doering, who is an account executive for Old Republic. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Deneve.
Yes, thank you, Raymond. So I'm Deneve Doering, and I started in real estate about 25 years ago. Worked on the brokerage side and the mortgage side. And the previous rep for Old Republic was retiring earlier this year. And I decided, you know what, what an opportunity to be able to work with our entire real estate community on the home warranty. And I love it. Been with Old Republic now since May. Mm-hmm. And I love working for them.
I want to ask, how was that first summer?
Well,
working for a home warranty company through the summer. Boy, you started in May, so you could just have a trial by fire, right?
It's true. I did start at the busiest time ever because hundreds of ACs are going out each week, and your phone is ringing from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and everyone said, what are you doing? It's the summer, and you're starting in the home warranty. And I said, that's okay. I can do this. I'm here to serve the real estate community and our clients, and you know what? I survived.
Yay. Congratulations.
Hey, Deneve, tell us a little bit about Old Republic.
So Old Republic, we're going to celebrate 50 years in 2024. So we are a proud subsidiary of Old Republic International, who just celebrated this year 100 years of service. We've served since 1974 over 6 million customers. We're a strong Fortune 500 company. We have strong reviews on Google, an A-plus rating with the BBB for over 20 consecutive years.
Nice. Wow.
We do have the financial resources to serve our customers, and we've paid over, get this, $1 billion on customer service requests. That's $1 billion with a B.
Yes.
So it's an amazing company. I'm so proud to work for Old Republic, and you know, we have home warranty plans for every budget, two headquarters in the U.S., and most importantly, a hassle-free serviced request process.
Okay. That's good to hear. And talking about that, and you got some great products. And one thing I want to talk about is you have one that has two warranties and two-year warranties.
We do.
Is that normal, or do people usually get one-year warranty? What is the norm?
Both options. So if you're going through a real estate transaction, you have the option to go with 1 year or 2 years. And many people like to go with the 2 year. You're locked into that price for, like we said, the 2 years. We have, if you're not going through a real estate transaction, you can also reach out to me and I'll give you my information.
Yeah, we'll get it.
And you can reach out to me, even if you're not going through a real estate transaction and you say, you know what, I need a home warranty. Call me and I can get you a home warranty anytime.
Don't you think it's a good idea for some people just to call you anyway to find out what the prices are for home warranties, even if they don't have one, just to see if it's necessary to need?
Absolutely. And I can talk through all the plans.
Yes, yes.
What's covered, what's not covered. And I'm happy to do that. I love talking to clients all day long about their options.
That's what I want people to understand and to think, typically because you're not going to a transaction, it could be a possibility that you just want to give them a call and say, you know what, let me see what's available for me for the compliance that I have right now. What are my options and how can Old Republic and Deneve help me manage through that problem if I have a problem later on?
Yes. Well, the benefit of knowing your rep is I'm here to help. And if there's ever a snag, if you need assistance, I'm the rep for Southern Arizona.
Nice.
So I'm your go-to. I'm going to make sure that if it needs to be escalated, it is. I'm here to make sure that it is a smooth and stress-free process for you. And I love working with our real estate community. So it's important who you partner with.
Yes.
And I'm proud to be your real estate professional partner.
You know, I want to actually mention too, even with the summer being so busy and so crazy, I had to call you a couple times.
You did.
One time for myself because I do have a home warranty and I needed something done. And it was a really smooth process. Like you said, easy phone call, quickly taken care of, you know, very satisfied with the service that I received. And so that's just a personal little plug right there. But then
Thank you. You
know, having clients who have closed over the summer and who needed a home warranty, that, you know, we were able to get that done this summer as well. And that even in that very high stress new job, you know, summer timing, that there was still really good service and really quick response times. And so I just want to say thank you on behalf of myself and my clients that you have been able to really be there and give great service.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. I appreciate that.
Sometimes in real estate, the hardest thing to do is get someone to answer their phone.
It is.
And that's true whether it's, you know, an agent, a trade person. It doesn't really matter. The hardest thing sometimes is just to get them to answer. So we always appreciate it when someone's responding to us.
It's true. And over the summer, some people had to call, text, email, you know, AC's out, it's 115 out, help. And so I got to every single call, I got back to everybody, but I understand. And I'm here to help you all through the year, not just the summer, but throughout the year, because, you know, now the heaters are going to be next.
Right.
Yeah, we're here with Deneve Doering, who is with Old Republic. She's an account executive with them. We're heading to the break. We want to thank you for spending your time with us this afternoon. We hope you stay for the second half of the show. And we're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We'll be back to hear from more from Deneve Doering of Old Republic Warranty. We're back to the show. We're here with Ray, Sandra, and Danielle. We're here with the account executive for Old Republic, Deneve Doering.
Yeah, so one of the questions I wanted to ask, and as real estate agents, a lot of times our clients are confused about the difference between their homeowner's insurance and a home warranty policy. So I wanted you to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what each one would cover.
Okay, great question. So homeowner's insurance versus your home warranty. Your homeowner's insurance is going to cover the loss and damage to your home structure and your personal belongings caused by perils like fire, wind, flood, theft, etc. And your home warranty is a service contract that helps reduce the cost of a home system and appliance failures caused by normal wear and tear. Normal wear and usage, we cover items such as your kitchen appliances, plumbing, electrical systems, HVAC systems, ductwork, the pool and spa equipment, your washer, dryers, and so much more.
And when someone's looking at a policy, what are the types of things that they can look at to differentiate one company from another company? I know we all think about I call it the copay. It's not really a copay, but when we're used to having health insurance, we think of in those terms, but it's really a service fee. And so that's the obvious difference. What is it going to cost to call someone out to come to my home? But what are some of the other differences that you see between the Old Republic warranty and some of the other companies that are out there?
Okay, so Old Republic Home Protection does not require a pre-certification of any systems mm-hmm. or appliances to be covered by the home warranty. We don't believe that it's necessary to spend the additional money, so we don't require it.
Okay.
If you're going through a transaction, the normal home inspection and walkthrough that's performed as part of the typical resale transaction is sufficient for us. And if you're shopping home warranty companies, some things to look at. What are their limits? What are the age limits on covered systems and appliances? For example, Old Republic has no limits on systems and appliances, no dollar limits for refrigerant. The other thing, too, is you want to look at our trade call fee. That's, by the way, $85.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cost to have the service provider come out to either repair or replace the item that has failed in your home. And so we are 50 years in the home warranty business. And as I mentioned, we have paid over $1 billion in customer service requests. So I'm really proud to serve Old Republic Home Protection. And mm-hmm. and I'd be happy if clients call me and they want me to walk them through the home warranty options, go over the limits, what's covered, what's not covered. I can send you a brochure and I'll walk through it with you.
Deneve, how do I get a hold of you? Give us your number and your email address.
Sure. So my phone number is 520-954-0151. And my email is denevedd@orhp.com.
And is there a website? Do you want me to go to the website or do you want me to come to you directly? Would you rather?
It's better to come to me directly because, for example, if there's clients out there that are not going through a transaction currently, but they're listening to this and they say, you know what, I need a home warranty. I don't have one. Or maybe it's been 5 years and you're concerned about the age of your HVAC unit, or you think this is a great idea, then, you know, call me, email me, tell me that you heard about it. You heard about the home warranties on the IM radio show, and I can get you the brochure pricing, which is going to be a lot less than if you go directly to the website. Just tell me you heard about me on the IM radio show.
IM Real Estate Show. So that's going to get you a little bit better pricing. And what was that phone number again?
520-954-0151.
One thing I was thinking about, we talk about HVACs and stuff, and that one thing that's also important is that you have unlimited number of HVAC units that you're covered. So
yes.
You cover from beginning to end, all parts and everything like that.
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I think that those add-on fees, so if you have a second system, there's a fee for that. Do you have a limit to the number of refrigerators?
So you can get optional coverage if you have more than one refrigerator in the home for a small fee. It's for the additional refrigeration uh-huh. units.
So those are all things that, again, if you're looking to compare companies, you want to look at what is included, and that HVAC is really one of the biggest ticket items that
uh-huh.
you have, and the fact that if you have two units, you're not paying extra for that is really, I think, a huge differentiation, I guess, between one company to the next. But also you mentioned that there's no age limit. And basically what I heard you say is if it works, it works.
Yes.
And I love that.
We cover it. So with regard to how many HVAC units do you have, if there's two units, we cover both of them.
Okay.
If I thought you were talking about refrigerators.
I did ask that too, because you're covering two of the most expensive items.
It is.
I was curious about that refrigerator that sits in the garage.
Yes.
You know, and can that be covered as well?
So for a small fee, we do have an option where you can cover additional refrigeration units. It's $50 on top of the cost of the plan. And that $50 covers up to four additional units. So if you have a wine cooler, an ice maker, a freezer in the garage, a refrigerator in the garage, that's covered as well.
So you mentioned with the HVAC, I want to see if I heard you right. I think you said that there was no limit to the refrigerant, like the, you know, some of these AC systems, they have an older kind of
Freon
that it's more expensive, it's harder to find. Is that a problem for them if they have this home warranty coverage with you, or is that completely covered even with those issues?
It's covered. We're going to do the make the mandated upgrades to the system if it fails. So when we're repairing it or replacing it, we will do the necessary mandated upgrades for it, and we have no dollar limit on the refrigerant.
What I'm saying with it's a lot of personal touch that you provide to the clients. And I'm talking about Old Republic, and you have some of your promises. Can you talk a little bit about the things you think you're capable of doing and what you bring that no one else brings?
Oh, yes, of course. So the Old Republic difference, it's our promise. First off, we stand by, we are people helping people. So we care. We care about our clients. We care about handling the claims on a case-by-case basis, fast, friendly, and efficient. And as I mentioned, we do have two U.S. headquarters, over 400 employees, which is an army of dedicated employees that back me to help me serve the real estate community here and our clients.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Keep that in mind. We want to back talk some more of your promises that Old Republic have. We're going to the break right now. Thanks for staying with us. We'll continue our talks with Denise Doering of Old Republic Home Warranty here in Tucson. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Sandra Ray and Danielle. We hope you're enjoying this beautiful, beautiful Saturday. I hope it's not raining. Hi, you're back to the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Old Republic's account executive, Denise Doering.
That's a tough name. I think we got to give you some credit on that.
We just come off the break. We talked a little about some of the differences that Old Republic has. Can you go and elaborate and finish up on some other things that Old Republic is doing different from everyone else?
Sure. So as I mentioned, we care. We handle the claims on a case-by-case basis, fast, friendly, and efficiently. We want the claims to be a smooth and stress-free process for you, the client. We listen. We understand there's a human side to home warranties. We care. We're here to help you through the process, and we want to make sure that that you understand that we're here to help you get your claim served. We're dependable. We want to give you solutions, not excuses.
Nice.
We're helpful and sincere. We take pride in the service that we offer. And we know the difference between company policy and customer service.
Nice.
So in addition, our goal is to create a positive difference in your life. And, you know, a home warranty is here to provide peace of mind for you. And essentially, that's the most important thing for us to do.
Yep.
And when we're working with buyers, I feel like the largest percentage of people that really value the home warranty are first-time home buyers because they don't understand the cost of repair. But also, I think for people that are on more of a fixed budget that just want to control their cost, knowing that if something were to break, that you know, yes, they've paid for the policy, but that they're going to have a limit to what they're going to put out of pocket.
Right. So the home warranty is in place to offer peace of mind to you. So this, after close of escrow, you are the next 12 months or the next year, sometimes 2 years if you get a two-year home warranty. Mm-hmm. You're in this brand new home that you've never lived in before, and you don't know if something's going to fail, but if it does, wouldn't it be nice to know that if something fails, you can just go online to our online portal, submit a claim, call our 1-800 number. You could call your realtor. They're going to call me and say, help, the AC just went out and it's July.
Right.
So we offer peace of mind. We're here to protect your budget. So if something fails, you know that we're going to repair or replace it.
And then the other coverage that you guys would offer would be seller's coverage. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that looks like?
Sure. So seller's coverage is in place to protect your home if you list it with your real estate professional. So it's protected while it's on the market. So during the listing and escrow period, if something fails, then you can call in a claim. Now, there are some limits to what is covered. However, it's still great coverage. And you know, I've seen many times since May when I've been mm-hmm. with the company that something has indeed failed. And, you know, you just listed the home and something fails. And then you say, oh, no, what do we do? Well, you have seller's coverage. You call in a claim and we take care of it for you. The benefit to that is if the buyers come in and they know that the home is protected by a Old Republic home warranty, mm-hmm. you know, what a great way to help the listing sell faster and at a higher price if it comes with a warranty.
I think it does shorten time on market because, again, especially if you're dealing with someone who might be a first-time home buyer or somebody who, you know, they've spent their resources to get into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the biggest concerns someone going from renting to buying has is, yeah, but what is it going to cost me to maintain my home?
Right.
And I know the home warranty is not going to do maintenance items, but it's certainly going to protect them against those catastrophic expenses.
Right.
You know, it's going to help share that burden. And so I think it does. It helps with buyers' confidence.
I think, Sandra, you also said that a lot in the market now, some houses are on the market longer now.
They
and during
are.
That time, you really would like to have a home warranty. And on top of that, some of the sellers are not out of town. So when something happens, they get to know that, okay, I'm out of town, but I know it's getting taken care of because I have a home warranty.
You know, and especially I think if your house hasn't been used a lot, maybe it's been a vacation home or... you know, perhaps someone in the family has passed away and you've inherited the home and it took a little bit of time to get it on the market. There are things, systems that just don't get used the same as if you are living in the house on a daily basis. And so having that extra layer of protection, I think, makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Deneve, how do they get a hold of you again? We want to make sure we get that number out to you. Out
sure.
To them.
So my direct line, 520-954-0151. And just so you know, if you're concerned about, well, can I afford one? How much do these cost? There are three tiers that I'll talk you through. There's three different plans, and then there's a lot of optional coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But we have different plans for all budgets.
And that cost also is also a little bit based on the size of the home. Is that correct?
Yes, there's under 5,000 square feet or over 5,000 square feet.
Most of us probably going to fall into that under category.
Or also we have, so single family home, and then there's different pricing for your condo town home, manufactured home. We also offer coverage for duplex, triplex, and fourplex.
Yeah, I would think if you have rental properties that would be a great thing to have on those.
Absolutely.
On those multiplexes.
Hey, Sandra, before we go to break, you want to talk a little about the car show?
Sure. We are going to be out at the Tucson Rotary Club Car Show. We've got some great giveaways that we'll have with us. And The car show is on Saturday. I'm looking it up here as we're on the air. Saturday the 21st, and it's also known as the St. Gregory or Gregory School Car Show. People know it by where it's held. We're going to have over 450 classic cars out there.
Yes.
And so Danielle, Raymond, and myself will be hosting a vendor table. And like I said, we'll have some great giveaways. We've got some hats and some bags and some coins to give away that have that Tucson Classic Car Show logo on them. So please come by and say hi. We'd love to meet you face to face, and we're there to answer any real estate questions that you have.
Yeah, we're going to break for the last segment. We're going to be back with Denise Doering. But also, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe Nightfall, the food drive that Indy Realty is having. And we're going to talk about something that's pretty cool called Die November. We want to thank you for staying with us for the show. This is the last segment. We're here with Denise Doering, who is the account executive with Old Republic.
So we talked a little bit about how a home warranty and homeowner's insurance are different. We talked about some of those major differences, but can you tell us some of maybe some misconceptions of what is and is not covered with a home warranty?
Sure. So we are going to cover anything that fails due to normal wear and tear. Things that we do not cover would be damage caused by people, pests, or pets. We don't cover pre-existing conditions, improper repairs or installation, or acts of nature. We do exactly what our plan says we do, never less, but sometimes more. And I do invite you to give me a call at 520-954-0151, or you can email me at denevedorhp.com. I'd be happy to email you a brochure and walk you through everything.
You know, a lot of times our clients are questioning, you know, when do I ask for a home warranty? Who's going to pay for it? It's actually one of the questions on the contract that you have to either say, yes, I want a home warranty, or no, I don't want one. Actually, sellers are doing the same thing. They're, do you want to provide a home warranty? And so those questions come up at the point of either listing your home or if you're going to write an offer on a home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people will ask us, what do you think? One, we never tell them what to do. But, you know, depending on the situation, sometimes if you're in a competitive situation with writing an offer, you may want to ask for that home warranty, but don't ask the seller to pay for it. You can pay for that as a buyer and you get the same coverage. If you're in a market that has slowed down a little bit, the house has been on the market for a while, or you know, you have some concerns about the age of units, it's a great time to ask a seller, you know, would they buy that? And if they say no, you as a buyer still have the opportunity to add that at the time that you purchase the house. So that's one of the services that we provide, is helping walk you through that process and helping you, whether it's not worth losing a house if you're competing. It's not worth losing that house because, well, I asked for too much.
Right.
And so that's where as industry professionals, we're going to come alongside you and help you navigate that.
Right.
But just know if a seller isn't going to provide it, that you as a buyer can. And if you're a seller and you're concerned about maybe you're going to be on the market a little bit longer than what you would have been, or you want to make your house show a little bit better,
even
marketing.
If you just don't want surprises.
Yeah.
You just want to know that if
I
something
like
happens.
Surprises, just
not
in
surprise.
My house. I like the kind that come in boxes with bows.
With that being said, Denise, can you give me a number one more time, please?
Sure. It's 520-954-0151.
And we're going to take a little turn for the left or right a little bit, because I'm going to talk about a few things that are going on in the community. You know how much Indy Realty and the Johnson Smith team is all about the community. a couple things that's going on. First thing is a food drive. You want to talk a little bit about that, Danielle?
So I have to say, I personally think that it's an amazing opportunity for families.
Right.
Because there aren't always a ton of opportunities for you to do something for the community as a family. But you can go to the grocery store. If you shop the sales, your money goes even further. And you can teach your kids to buy things that are not for our family, but these are for someone else who needs it. So you've got the opportunity in the grocery store to talk about it. Then you can actually take them over to Indy Realty. We're across from Udall Park at 7255 East Tinkaverde. You can take them in and let them put the food into the box and talk to them about what they're doing. And they get to actually be part of it from purchasing to dropping it off. You have the conversations, and that is going to make an impression. We bought food and we gave it to someone because they need food.
Exactly. Right?
Explaining to them, not everyone has a full pantry. It's important for them to understand that. Mm-hmm. And it's an important opportunity to show that we can give back. Whatever you can afford, you do it, but you can give back.
And this has been done by Indy Realty. It was located at
7255 East Tinkaverde Road, right across from Udall.
And everybody knows that at the end of the month is Halloween. It's not one of my greatest holidays. My wife and I love this thing. But anyway, the new event coming on is called Nightfall. It's back again.
And we do love Old Tucson.
Old Tucson, we love it. And this is happening. So talk a little bit about that, Sandra.
Yeah, so COVID was really hard on a lot of local businesses. And so you'll hear us talking about things that are not necessarily real estate related. But we really think that Old Tucson is important to this community. We know a lot. I don't like to get scared. I'm just telling you, I like to sleep at night, so it's not my thing. But I am going to go out to Old Tucson. I'm going to stay in my lane, though. I understand that they have like really scary stuff.
Yeah.
If you go outside of the little
family
area, I hear you can get your scare on. I will not be there, but I am going to go and see what they're doing because I think they're so important to Tucson, and I love that they're bringing back things that Tucson enjoys.
It's every weekend until October.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
And you can go to their website and check it out. But, you know, we just, anytime you get an opportunity to support a local company, you know, a local business, local restaurants. We just love local, and there's nothing more local than Old Tucson. So if you get a chance to get out there and make it out for Nightfall, we might see you out there.
You know, this is October, and I'm hearing that come November, there's probably some kind of monsters or some kind of animals coming out. You want to talk about that, Danielle?
Okay, so
November.
No monsters, but there are dinosaurs.
They're not monsters. Monsters.
And I'm going to tell you.
Have you seen those movies? Those are monsters.
Well, not Godzilla.
They might act like monsters.
Jurassic
Park. We're dinosaurs. So at the end of Halloween, once it's done and there's tons of candy, every Halloween night after my kids go to bed, they wake up in the morning to find that most of their candy is gone. And that there's a huge mess all over the floor, and there are dinosaurs everywhere. And these dinosaurs have eaten all of their candy. And this is how we introduce Dinovember every year. And this is something that, you know, we've done it for several years now, and it's so much fun. But the whole idea is that at night, the dinosaurs will wake up after the kids are in bed, and they'll go do something. They'll cause some kind of crazy scene. They'll make some kind of mess. Sometimes they bring a gift or a treat or some kind of activity. And it's a really fun thing to be creative and have different kinds of things that the kids get to wake up to. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was talking to my son, and he said that his two favorite times of the year are his birthday and Dinovember, and he wasn't quite sure which one he likes better.
That's great.
So, I mean, it's so much fun, and we have enjoyed it. I try to share some of the pictures of some of the crazy things that our dinosaurs do.
Those dinosaurs.
they get themselves into a lot of trouble, and, you know, my kids actually, the bigger the mess, the better. They really enjoy it, and of course, they clean up the mess, so it makes it fun.
It is, but their dinosaurs, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Their dinosaurs make a mess, they clean it up.
Your dinosaur, your responsibility.
So because we have so much fun with this and we like to share what we're doing, I decided that I want to get the community involved a little bit more. And so I actually put together some Dynovember starter kits. So if it sounds like fun to you and you've never done it, I've written out a little bit of a how-to book, I guess, mm-hmm. about what to do and some ideas of how to get started. And it has a couple dinosaurs to get you started as well. So if you're interested in one of those, you can give me a call, 520-373-6864, and meet me over at Indy Realty, and I've got those starter kits for you. And I will be at the car show on October 21st, and I will have some of those Dynovember starter kits. So if you'd like one, let me know. And then if you are going to participate with us and have some fun, we're doing a hashtag Dynovember with Danielle. And we're going to share all of our pictures and see what all of our dinosaurs are doing all over the place.
Isn't this a great way to get all that candy and to get rid of it all the next day?
That's why our dinosaurs eat our candy. We are not going to have months of Halloween candy sitting around. It disappears. The dinosaurs leave a couple pieces behind, but most of it is gone.
Great idea.
We have Denise Doring here, who's with Old Republic, and she's our account executive with them.
I'm going to say, we don't invite everyone to be on the show, right? We really do try to bring you guests that are people that we believe have the best service,
yes,
and the best products.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's taken us a very long time. We've been doing the show for over a year. It's taken us a very long time to have someone from Home Warranties come in and talk to our listeners, partially because we didn't know, but the rep was leaving and she wanted to give you some time to get, you know, through that summer. And she wasn't ready to tell us that she was retiring. And so, she kept saying, in a little while, you know, give me a little bit of time. But we really, truly believe that the service that you and the company have is the best. And that's why we wanted to invite you to come and talk about the product on the show. So we thank you for what you do for our clients. And we just can't say enough how much, if you're looking at a home warranty, we really would recommend that you reach out to Denise and ask her about what she has to offer.
So. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me here today. And I look forward to serving you.
Awesome. Hey, we thank you for being with us today. We would like to thank our sponsors, Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage. And matter of fact, you can pick up your Dynovember kits at Inspired Life Mortgage as well. Regal Pest Prevention and Power, that's POWUR Solar. And if you're using one of our sponsors, please let them know that you heard about them on the I Am Real Estate Show.